Welcome, everyone. I will call the Joint Interim Committee on Legislative Referral 401 to order. And we can start just by a brief introduction in case anybody's listening on the television. So why don't we start with
Thank you, Senator. My name is Mark Meek and represent House District 40, which is Oregon City, Gladstone, Jennings Lodge, and Johnson City.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks, Senator. I'm State Representative Mike Nierman, and I represent House District 23, which is kind of the rural areas around 99W. And Mark and I served on the committee that was the work session for this measure.
Okay, and I'm Ginny Burdick. I represent the people of Senate District 18, which is parts of Southwest Portland, Northwest Portland, and Tigard. So we will start today by opening a work session for the purpose of adopting committee rules. So you want to just briefly describe the rules?
Sure.
They're right in front of you.
Members of the committee, the rules are identical to the interim rules that you should be familiar with from all your other committees. We do require a majority for all votes, and since we have for each chamber, I apologize. So since we have two members from the House and one senator, we'll actually need a unanimous vote from each of you to pass anything here.
Okay, do I see a motion?
I'll move to accept the rules.
Representative Nierman has moved to adopt the rules. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay, now we will open a work session for the draft legislative argument in support. It's also in front of you.
And I
think we could just kind of do this open-ended if people have edits. The one edit that I had in front of me was to change the reference from the HJR 201 to ballot measure 102, which I believe will be the number of it because constitutional amendments go in order, and this is the next one up. Is that correct? So that would be one. And if you said instead of saying the 2018 Oregon State Legislature strongly recommends a yes vote on this constitutional amendment, just say measure 102 is a constitutional amendment that will help local communities, because the title of this section is Legislative Argument in Favor. And committee, I would like to somehow get language in here emphasizing that it was a strong bipartisan vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think the public, when they see the legislature come out with bipartisan solutions, I think that means something to people. So put my edit hat on here. If we said measure 102 is a constitutional amendment that will help local affordable, it passed because it passed did it pass unanimously in the House?
I don't know if it was unanimous. I didn't bring my laptop to look at the vote count.
It passed.
Didn't you pass unanimous through the House and Senate? Right.
Adam?
I'll pull it up real quickly, just to be certain.
So I can make sure that big screen. I was going to chime in, but I didn't want to get in trouble.
Five no's on the Senate.
And no votes in the House?
No votes against in the House.
Okay. Measure 102 is a constitutional amendment that will help. what is our, do we have a word constraint here? What is our word limitation? Are we close to it?
We do not have a word limit.
Integrate that. So let's move on. And the other reference to HJR 201 is in the 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph, and just change that to measure 102.
Maybe that's a good place to put the bipartisan statement there. So measure 102 was a bipartisan effort that would amend the Oregon Constitution, something like that.
Yeah.
Measure 102 passed, approved by the legislature on a strong bipartisan vote.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mm-hmm. sound right?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's an excellent suggestion. Thank you.
Bipartisan vote and would I like that, and would simply, is that all right?
Let's see, pass through the
would you like me to read this out?
So
would I think we could take simply out, and in fact you could, we've already said it's a constitutional amendment. You could say would allow local governments.
To partner with private
we're not trying to hide that it's a constitutional amendment, but I don't think those words are necessary.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent first statement. Yeah.
So just on a little bit of kind of a technical kind of grammatical point. So in the fourth paragraph there, you say measure 102 passed through the legislature. What measure 102 didn't really pass through the legislature?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how to kind of solve that to kind of be truthful. Substantive thing, but I like leaving the thing in there. I think
the
maybe
constitutional amendment
that became 102 or something like that.
You could actually say this constitutional amendment was approved by the Oregon legislature.
Yeah, that would be truthful. So rather than take the measure 102 out, but just say, yeah, this constitutional amendment.
I'm sorry.
Pass through. Let's see. This constitutional amendment was passed by the Oregon legislature on a strong bipartisan vote.
Yeah.
How about this constitutional amendment recommendation was passed?
It's not a recommendation.
Well, the constitutional amendment.
It's actually the amendment.
Okay.
And then it has to be ratified by the people.
Okay.
I believe that's the process.
Just so to be technically true, I think, that's good.
Well, you could say was approved by the Oregon legislature.
Okay. Let's do that.
Approved by the Oregon legislature on a strong bipartisan vote.
Yeah, I like that. And then,
and would allow local governments. Voting yes. Yes should probably be capitalized. But we could leave out the exclamation point. Okay. And then when we say the legislature urges a yes vote, you should probably change that to we urge a yes vote, just anticipating the objections we might get from my fellow senators. Mm-hmm. Senator, who will be on this committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So the authors of the argument in support urge
right,
yes.
Right, that's good. Good call.
No. Okay. Just we. Okay. It's fine.
All right.
Just right. I mean, that implies we, the authors of it, rather than we, the legislature. So
yeah, we urge. Take the S off of urge. There you go. We urge, yes, and capitalize, yes.
And no exclamation.
And I don't know, you could put the... So how do you feel about quotations versus...
Well, it's not consistent with up above where you say voting right. Yes. So maybe, I kind of like the fact that the word yes kind of stands out yeah. as something. So when I do it, I always put the entire word in all caps, but...
Let's put it in all caps.
In both places and take away the quotes. So just...
Mm-hmm.
Just so it looks like something different. It's not just text. It's a vote, you know, that's...
Or although we could, let's just... Maybe we should just leave the... not all caps on the voting yes, because we're explaining it. And then we urge a yes vote where we're proposing
yeah.
it.
Can I, on that last we urge a yes vote, what do you think about we urge your support with a yes vote or we urge your approval with a yes vote?
No, the fewer
support?
Words, the better.
What is it?
The fewer words,
fewer
the
words,
better.
Yeah.
You're talking to a former AP reporter.
Lamentably.
You want to change fourth paragraph yes to be just capital Y, lowercase ES.
And also on the...
Is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
Yeah, just the cap on the last one.
So there's a little consistency, but we're kind of doing something different, so that's okay.
Because we're putting an emphasis there. And when it comes to actually voting...
All right, ship it.
Let me just take a look one more thing here.
Okay, let's.
I was thinking in the fourth paragraph at the end, this, it's at the end of, for partnering private business nonprofits when building affordable houses, another statement that kind of identifies that this will allow us to maintain affordable housing in our inventory.
The concept we're trying to get at here is it will make our taxpayer dollars go farther.
Right, right.
This will... this will make our public bonding dollars go farther. I mean, isn't that kind of what
I've heard from folks in the community about this is that they just want to make sure that this both allows us to bring more on and leverage the dollars, but that it will be that it, the properties once developed will remain in our inventory for affordable housing.
Yeah, you're right. How did you say it?
That this will allow our communities to keep more affordable housing in that image. Well, you know, I forget now. But
that'll stay affordable housing.
Yeah.
That wasn't what you said.
In our affordable housing inventory, yeah.
Yeah, but that... But
This will result in a larger inventory.
Supply or whatever.
A larger supply. This will result in a larger supply
of affordable
housing.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, yes, okay. Yeah.
It just sounds kind of so nerdy. And
the last part of the whole state.
Economics and all that. Just,
You're talking about supply or the inventory?
The word supply and the word inventory, both of those kind of sound nerdy to me. I don't know. I kind of.
Yeah, how about this will result in more affordable housing for Oregon families?
Yes. Yeah.
So, or the word availability is not so nerdy, right? More to, so to make more housing available. I don't know.
Can we put sustained in there? Yeah. Oh, you don't want my nerdy?
No, that sustained's not a nerdy word. That's fine. It's a buzzword, but it's not nerdy, but that's fine.
Will allow.
I apologize. Where is that?
It's at the same paragraph.
Oh, yeah, and there's, would, but yeah,
and
the second
will
sentence
allow.
Down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We have to be optimistic about this. Result in more affordable housing for Oregon families.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
So you had another idea, though, that the supply is, you didn't use the word perpetual, but it's an ongoing supply. So there's a word that we need to stick in there that talks about that.
Yeah, but
that
you told us supply is nerdy.
Supply is nerdy, but no, but
it's sustainable, so isn't it?
Sustainable is not really nerdy, but that's, I don't want to throw out too many ideas.
Result in more, I see what you're trying to get at. It, more
like long-term.
Long-term. This will result in more
It identifies it, because that's their biggest concern. We're going to give money away, state dollars. They love the whole thing about leveraging, but they want to make sure it's going to...
Yeah, that it's that the investment has some sort of...
How about
of
instead
sting.
Of result longevity. In, just say, this will produce more long-term affordable housing. It's a more active verb.
Yeah, and leave for Oregon families.
Yes.
That was just one of the arguments I heard, and I think that it's valuable to express that.
No, I agree. I agree. It's not just getting the stuff built; it's getting it to stay in the supply. Because right now, you know, there are all kinds of incentives going back to market.
Yeah.
Can we invite anyone up from the audience that might have any comments on what we've done, or
did we screw anything up, audience? We wanted to move in the direction of making it stronger, not weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Joycey nods. Okay. All right. Okay. Be ready for a motion?
Yeah, I moved that we adopt the legislative argument and support from this committee.
Okay. Representative Meek has moved that we adopt the legislative argument and support. Discussion? Objections? So ordered. What else do we need? That's it.
That's it.
We're adjourned.
All right. Great work.